welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard. This week, we're going to be covering the calendar for the week of March 27th. To begin with, at the library on April 2nd, which is going to be on a Saturday, from 11 to 1, we are going to be hosting the Boot Hill Railroad Club. They'll bring some of their setups to the Johanna Shovel Hut meeting room and put them together and have the trains running so everybody can come and see some of the electric trains going on their sets. They will answer questions about their club membership and what their activities are. If they do happen to get done earlier on setting up, they might actually begin at 10 in the morning on that Saturday, but officially it does start from 11 in the morning and goes to 1 p.m. that afternoon until the library closes. With the weather starting to turn spring-like within the county, we want to remind everybody that storm shelters within the communities, for Lakin, it is the basement of the courthouse, and for Deerfield, it is the high school locker rooms, and you need to enter at the northwest doors. The Kearney County Fire and Rescue has put a burn effect. It is effect as of now. This means no open pit burning, burning in barrels, trash burning, or weed burning. Agricultural burning will be allowed, but you must follow these rules. First, you need to call the sheriff's office prior to the burning. You must provide an adequate fire break around the area to be burned. No burning if the wind is above 10 miles an hour, and no burning if humidity is below 30%. And also, the fires need to be monitored at all times. For more information about this, you need to contact Ron Jones at 620-355-1864 or 620-271-4769. On Monday, March 28th, the Kearney County Hospital Board of Trustees is going to be having their meeting. So if you're interested in attending, that will be at 12 a.m. in the hospital classroom. Also this Monday, the 28th, is the County Commissioners meeting for Kearney County. It starts at 8 a.m. in the morning, and if you wish to attend that, it takes place at the Kearney County Courthouse. For the Deerfield School District for this upcoming week, on Tuesday the 29th, they have a high school track meet at Greeley County at 3 p.m. Then there is a middle school track meet at South Gray at 2 p.m. For the Lakin School District, the 28th, there is no school. On Tuesday the 29th, there's a high school baseball game here versus Syracuse at 4 p.m. On Thursday the 31st, there's a high school baseball game at Ulysses at 4 p.m. And there's a high school softball game here versus Sublette at 4 p.m. On Friday the 1st, there's a high school track meet at Cimarron. It begins at 3 p.m. Also, there's a middle school track meet at Johnson, and it begins at 3 p.m. On Saturday the 2nd, they have the Regional Music Solos and Small Ensemble Festival. Also this Saturday is the Junior Senior Banquet and Prom, and it begins at 6 p.m. If anybody is interested in Walk Kansas for the 2016, they need to turn in the registrations by March 28th. That is this upcoming Monday. Registration fee is $8 per person. The actual event will take place from April 3rd to May 28th. If you need more information on the Walk Kansas 2016, you can contact Cheryl Carson at the Extension office at 355-6551. For the Deerfield Recreation Commission, on March 31st, which is Thursday at 11:30 a.m., there's going to be a Senior April Fool's Luncheon. It's going to be at Chotsky's Place. You need to make a reservation by Monday the 28th, and the cost for the meal is $7. U Soccer begins Saturday, April 2nd, so everybody that signed up for soccer, be ready to go watch your family members play soccer. On Friday, April 1st, at Chotsky's Place, they will be having an April Fool's Day marathon. It will begin at 6 p.m. There will be silly prizes and healthy snacks to be available for the participants, and the fee is $15 per family. There is also Jerry's Crochet Class. It is every Sunday, and it begins at 2:30 p.m. The cost for the class is $10 a session. So if you're interested in the class, you can show up at Chotsky's Place at 2:30 on Sunday. The Tot Lot Program meets at Chotsky's Place each Tuesday morning from 10 to 11. There's no fee, but parents or the daycare providers need to be in attendance with the children. If you're interested in renting Chotsky's Place, that is available for either birthday parties or holiday events. You'll need to contact Cindy at the Deerfield Recreation Commission. Also this week, Chotsky's Place will be closed Thursday but it will be open Friday and Saturday nights this week. If you need more information, you can contact Cindy at the Deerfield Recreation at 426-6373. For the Lake and Recreation Commission, on Monday the 28th, they have Insanity at 5:30 a.m. at the Recreation Center, Water Aerobics at 6 p.m. at the pool. On Tuesday, they have Paio Live at 5:30 a.m., Water Aerobics at 6 p.m. again. On Wednesday the 30th, you have Insanity at 5:30 a.m. and Water Aerobics at 6 p.m. And then on Thursday the 31st, you have Paio Live at 5:30 a.m. and Water Aerobics at 6 p.m. If you need any other information concerning the programs that the Lake and Recreation Commission has to offer, you can contact them at 355-7039. Events coming up for the next week for the Kearney County Senior Center is on Monday, they have Path Exercise at 10 in the morning. Tuesday, there's coffee at 8, yoga at 10, 1:30 is bingo, then at 5 o'clock that evening, there's dinner on the town at Lone Star Steakhouse. On March 30th, which is the Wednesday, they have coffee at 8 again, path exercises at 10, Bible study at 10:45, and this marks the first week that meal site returns at noon. This week, they are having chicken and biscuits, vegetable gratin, and fruit medley. On Thursday the 31st, you have coffee at 8, 10 is yoga, and at 1:30, they have a Photoshop class. On Friday, the April 1st, they have coffee at 8 and path exercises at 10. The Lake and Recreation and the Lake and Senior Center is joining forces again for another trip. This time, they're going to Harris Casino and going to see a Kansas City Royals game. This will take place on a Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday on May 3rd through 1st. Game tickets and transportation is $60 per person. They will be staying at the Harris Casino in North Kansas City. All rooms are two beds. Each person will be responsible for making their own reservation. Motel rates are at $85 a night plus tax. If you need any more information about this trip, you can contact the Lake and Recreation Commission at 355-7038, and you must be 21 years or older to attend. For the Kendall Lake and United Methodist Church for the upcoming week, on Monday the 28th, there's men's Emmaus at 6:30 in the morning, women's Emmaus at 5 in the afternoon, and after choir Bible study at 6:30. Also, some upcoming events. There's Oasis Seminar at Syracuse. This will be Saturday, April 2nd at 9:15 to 4 p.m. It will be featuring Patty Boltman, who is the author of Common Threads and Common Paths. You need to register before March 30th, and it is $20, or at the door, it is $25. Also, they have a United Methodist Women's Spiritual Growth Retreat, which will be Friday and Saturday, April 8th and 9th. You will be attending the Camp Lakeside area. The theme is going to be Hat Attitude, so you'll need to bring a hat. There is also a mission education tour and church camps. The education tour registration deadline is April 1st. This is a chance for young women ages 15 to 22 to experience hands-on missions. And this year, they're going to be going to Utah. Church camps at Camp Lakeside is now starting to gear up. Early bird discounts will be in effect until April 1st. So if you're interested in some of the camps there, you might want to get in touch with them. So any of these programs that I've mentioned, you need to contact the church office at 355-6102. For the K-State Research and Extension Office of Kearney County, on Monday the 28th, Cheryl has a Stay Strong, Stay Healthy at 11 a.m. at the Senior Center. That evening at 7 p.m., there's a 4-H Council meeting. And then on Tuesday the 29th, there's 4-H Beef Weigh-In from 6 to 7 p.m. Other activities within the county for the week of March 28th. On Monday the 28th, you have the Kearney County Historical Society meeting at 7 o'clock in the evening. On Tuesday the 29th, you have the Lake and AA meeting at 8. On Wednesday the 30th, there's TOPS again at Memorial Building. From 6 to 8 is the way in, and the meeting starts at 8. On Thursday the 31st, you have immunizations at the Kearney County Health Office again. It starts at 9 in the morning through 11. They take a lunch break, and then they are back at it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon to 3 in the afternoon. Also that day is a Kearney County Rescue meeting at 6:30. Lake and Gun Club will meet at 7, and the AA meeting will be at 8 o'clock again. Also a reminder, if you want to attend the museum, they are open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 in the morning through 4 in the afternoon. If you remember a couple weeks back, I mentioned some books that have been adapted into movies that happened last year in 2015. That trend is continuing, as it always does. And for the 2016 season, some movies that have already been out that you might want to pick up when they become able to rent is 13 Hours. It was written by Mitchell Zukov. The Fifth Wave, that was a young adult book by Rick Yancey. The Finest Hours, which was based on a true story, written by Michael J. Togias. Of course, you have Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. It was written by Seth Graham Smith and based on Jane Austen's original Pride and Prejudice. Nicholas Sparks' adaptation of The Choice was out. You also had Allegiant come out this last month, which was part of the Divergent trilogy books written by Veronica Roth. Then upcoming movies that you'll be recognizing is The Jungle Book, which was written by Rudyard Kipling. You have Through the Looking Glass by, of course, Lewis Carroll. You have The BFG, which was written by Ronald Dell. Tarzan of the Apes is getting a new adaptation. And of course, its book was written by Edgar Rice Burroughs. The Girl on the Train is upcoming. It was written by Paula Hawkins. Dan Brown's book Inferno is getting an adaptation, which will reunite Tom Hanks with the main character. And one of the more eagerly awaited young adult movies for most people is forthcoming, and it is Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, and it was written by Ransom Riggs. Most of these books are available at the Kearney County Library for checkout. If you would like to read them before you see the movie, you'd be more than welcome to check them out. If you rather, you can see the movie first, and then you can come in and read the books afterwards to experience both formats. But this is just kind of a reminder that some of the movies that are coming out from Hollywood are based on books. So if you're interested in some of the movies that are coming out of Hollywood, you might come down to the library and check out the author's actual books. That's going to do it for us for this week. We hope everybody out there has a safe and fun week visiting with family and friends.
For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.